The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Pardon the interruption, but I'm Mike Wilbon. It's National Doctor's Day, Tony. Does it count for you since you're an honorary Doctor of Humane Letters?
I'm Tony Kornheiser, yes. Especially if you include all the unlicensed dental work I've performed. Yes.
Oh, yeah. That'll really make people happy. Get them. Yeah.
Next, I'm going to start doing unlicensed foot surgery if you know anybody who needs some help with their feet.
Well, yeah, I do. You can get me out of my boot?
Go under the knife, baby.
Yeah.
I can do it. Welcome to PTI, boys and girls. In today's episode, the Lakers fall out of playoff seeding. Giannis blocks Joel Embiid, and Gino Auriemma joins us for 5 good minutes. But we begin today with Mike Krzyzewski poo-pooing the notion that the blood rivalry between Duke and North Carolina is the motivating force in their upcoming Final Four game. Krzyzewski said, and I quote here, "You don't go into it thinking rivalry or payback. We want to win a championship. If we go in with the other two things, we're not going to win. It's got to be looked at as four teams playing for the national championship. The rest is stupid stuff," unquote. Wilbon, you with him on this?
Nope. No, I'm not. Because Mike Krzyzewski is speaking truth, okay? And it's his truth, and it's how he's got to approach preparing for this game. There's no question about that. But I learned a long time ago, Tony, specifically, from Coach John Thompson, from Big John, who would say, there's what coaches think and there's what kids are capable of. And those are two separate things. And Big John would always remind me of that. And he would say, no, these kids are 18 to 21. Tone, there's no through 21. They're all 18 or 19 max. It's one and done kids, mostly freshmen, especially in Duke's case. No, Mike can do that. Mike will do that. Mike's best shot is to get his team to believe him. Do I believe those kids are going to put all that aside? No, I don't.
Yeah, I mean, like you, I love Mike Krzyzewski. And I understand, like you, that he's got to say this out loud.
Yes.
Because you don't want to run the risk of if you win the first game, you got nothing left for the second game. You got to tell the kids there's more than just one game. But from the perspective of somebody watching these games, this is the game, Duke, North Carolina. You talk about championships. They've each won a bunch of championships, but they never had to go through the other one to get to the championship. If you're a fan here, you love this rivalry for the rivalry, for the fact that they hate each other. When Mike says you don't want to talk about payback, he's going to talk about payback. Payback for what happened at Cameron. And Hubert Davis talked about payback for what happened in North Carolina when they went into Cameron. So, no, I'm not necessarily buying this. I'm not, and neither are you.
No, Tony, remember back in 2002, maybe, when Maryland and Duke, I mean, were really at each other. They were at each other, and Maryland had some regular season success against Duke, and then they met in the Final Four, and Maryland had like a 20-point lead, and Duke came roaring back, and it was so personal.
Did.
You and I were there. It was so personal, and
yes.
I'd love to be able to revisit it at another time, not in the heat of battle, which they are now, with both Gary, who we know believes that, and Mike, to say, hey, wait a minute. If we're going to say you can separate these things, what about that game? And no, the kids aren't going to be able to do that. I don't believe at all the kids can do that.
No, this is the game. This is the game.
Yeah.
So,
let's move to the NBA where the Lakers fell out of the playoff seedings last night. LeBron sat out with an injured ankle as the Lakers surrendered 82 points in the first half to the Mavericks, eventually lost by 18. The Lakers are now 11th in the West, though tied record-wise with the 10th-seeded Spurs. Tone, do you think it's more likely the Lakers stay out of the play-in, don't even make the play-in, or crawl back in?
I'll try and be brief here. If LeBron misses the playoffs, that's a big hit to LeBron, and it's also a big hit to the NBA. And we expect him to be in the playoffs. But you look at this team. We do this every day about the Lakers when they lose.
We
should
do.
They be concerned about losing? They lose every day, Mike. They've lost 3 in a row and 4 out of 5 and 16 out of 21. And LeBron needs 50, for them to win, and sometimes he doesn't play. And Anthony Davis doesn't play. And somehow this has landed on Russell Westbrook, which is crazy to me.
Good
Mike,
point.
This team was put together by Great LeBron point. James, and it is at the moment a clown show.
No, it wasn't put together by LeBron James, but it's a clown show. 16 out of 20, they can't beat anybody. They're not crawling back in. They got the toughest schedule remaining. The Spurs have a couple of tough games. They also got Portland twice. And the Spurs are playing better. You know what, Tony? I don't expect them to crawl back in. The way they look when they're playing, they look disengaged. You're down by 25 every game. I don't think they really want to get to the playoffs. LeBron would, by the way. That would be the fourth time he's missed the playoffs. You know how many times Bird and Magic missed the playoffs?
Not four.
It's a goose egg, not a three goggle.
Yeah, not any. Yeah. It's hard for me to believe LeBron will actually be with the Lakers next year. It is for me personally. Let's stay in the NBA, though. The big moment last night came at the end of the Bucks-Sixers game. Joel Embiid had the ball and was shooting for the game-tying basket. Giannis Antetokounmpo blocked the shot. Game over. These are the best two big men in the Eastern Conference. Wilbon, was this just one moment, or was it something bigger in the race for first place in the East and for MVP?
Tony, one great moment, and it may decide the East, yes, where you got those teams bunched. You got Boston, Miami, Milwaukee, and Philly. Yes, huge moment. I don't think it has anything to do with the MVP race. I got Giannis, as great as he is and as great as the season is, being a distant third behind, for me at the moment, Embiid and then Joker. So that's what I have. But, Tony, what a moment. And they had to replay that. To me, it looked like a clean block the whole way. I don't understand why that was ever called a goaltend. But, wow, what a game. What an ending. And I want to see that. I'd like to see seven games of that, or as many as seven games of that in the playoffs. I would.
So I don't want to rush to judgment here, because I think you have to wait until the season is over to see where they finish. But if it turns out that Milwaukee beats Philadelphia in the East, and I'm an MVP voter, that moment is going to make me vote for Antetokounmpo and not Embiid. Embiid is supposed to win that game because it's at home. Statistically, they were relatively close. Antetokounmpo had a little bit better edge in points. But that block is a really big deal. Let's just go over MVP quickly if we can. It's not going to go to DeMar DeRozan because the Bulls have gassed. It's not going to go to Steph Curry because the Warriors have gassed. It's not going to go to Ja Morant because his team wins every single game without him. It's not going to go to Jokic because he's on a sixth-place team. I don't think it'll go to Luka Doncic because he's on a fourth-place team. So that leaves us with this. And I know you love Booker and Chris Paul, but they may split votes, Mike.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to come down to these two big guys. And I think it's possible that moment gives it to Antetokounmpo.
I agree with you about Joker, who people are just deciding, oh, Joker's ahead. No, because if his team is in the play-in, I got to vote. And I ain't voting for anybody great as he is, whose team is in the play-in versus the other guy. I'm not. So you may be right there, Tom.
All right. Let's take a break. But coming up, how has UConn made it to 14 straight Final Fours? What? We're going to ask Gino Auriemma.
That's absurd. 14 straight. Later. The U.S. men can qualify for the World Cup tonight as long as they don't lose by six. They're not losing by six. We have no doubt, right? They're not losing by six.
Are you sure? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Just want to make sure you're sure. Six seems like an awful lot in soccer.
I mean, come on.
Seems like a lot.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
PTI fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite PTI episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and First Take ad-free as well. They also have your favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/PTI. That's Amazon.com/PTI to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gino Auriemma's UConn team is in the Final Four for the 14th straight year, and we are pleased to welcome him back to the show. Gino, you called Monday night's win over North Carolina State one of the best games you've ever been a part of. And one of the things that made that great, I thought, was the NC State three-pointer at the end of the first overtime from deep in the right corner, which tied the game. So here's a small coaching question. Small coaching question.
I know.
Did you think of fouling before that sequence, and why did you not foul?
I don't have that level of trust right now that we can execute that if we had to in that moment. We had one big kid out. We had another one out, I believe. And I didn't trust it. This is a lousy answer maybe, but you know, when you foul in women's basketball and they go to the line and they make two and then they call timeout, or, you know, if they miss, or they get to advance the ball. So it's not like you go down the other end and then with 2 seconds left, they got to go the length of the floor and score. So I just think you have to rethink it now that you can advance the ball. I still would choose to do it if I had my druthers. If I had to do it over again, I would foul.
Gino, I have loved listening to you this season post-game because it seems like, tell me if I'm crazy, but it seems like here this team is in the Final Four, but it seems like you were more worried game to game and week to week than I remember in a lot of other seasons when you had great teams.
Yeah, this was probably the most unusual season for us in that regard, Michael, because all I kept thinking was, how do we win the next game? You know, we have four post players and only two guards or three guards available to play. How do we win the next game? You know, and then, hey, we got five guards and only one post player available to play tonight. How do we win the next game? And before, for me, it was always, hey, look, this is our way to March. When March starts, that's when the season starts. But this year, every game took on its own, you know, kind of championship season kind of a game. And it was quite enjoyable, to be honest with you, because you had to grind out every single game as if it was the most important game of the year.
So I understand that coaches go game to game. I get that. Uh-huh. But you've been to 14 straight Final Fours. It's an incredible number. Only two other programs have been to 14 total, and nobody has been to more than five in a row. 14 straight. How do you explain that?
I can't. I can't explain. I have no explanation for it. Every year is different. I say it this way, you know, women's basketball, yes, every player stays, generally speaking, for 4 years. So it's even more crazy when you think that every year in the Final Eight, you're also playing a team with a bunch of seniors and juniors that have been around for four years. So it's not like you're playing a 15 seed or a 13 seed or a 12 seed. So it's always against a great team. And I think your program can get you that far, but then you got to have somebody individually that just rises up and says, we're going to the Final Four. So I think it's more about the individual players that we've had. You know, you saw what Paige did the other night. And that's, if you have that kind of kid, you can win that game. If you don't, then that's the game where it all ends for you.
All right, speaking of Paige, I'm glad this leads right into that, Gino. How does having her back change strategically as a coach what you might decide to do, particularly late in games?
For us, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah, for us? Well, she's going to obviously have the ball in her hands and have to, and is going to have to make a lot of decisions for us. And those decisions are, do I shoot it? Do I pass it? And if I pass it, who do I pass it to and why? And I'm really comfortable with that because she's really comfortable with that. And that makes every other player on our team very comfortable because that takes some of the pressure off of them having to make that decision. So, you know, you've got a player now that if she decides to shoot it, everybody thinks it's going in. If she decides to pass it, you know that it's the right pass at the right time to somebody who's going to score. So throwing her into the lineup is adding a huge confidence sandwich to your buffet. That's basically what we're doing.
That's a great phrase. Gino, you've got defending champ and top seed Stanford in your next game. I know there's a million things that would concern any coach about a champion and a one seed, but can you identify just even the first couple that you're consumed with now as you prepare for them?
Well, they're the longest team that we have played all year long. They're the longest team anybody's played all year long. And we just lost, you know, a 6'5 kid the other night to a wrist injury. We're not, but they have the ability to add length on the floor at every single position. And they're, like you said, they're defending national champions. They're experienced. They've got everybody back from that team. They're better than they were last year. I don't see any weaknesses in that team. You know, you're going to have to go and you're going to have to play the game of your life to win that game. And you're going to need some help from them. And usually when we come to this thing, you know, people are saying that about us. But in this case, I'm saying that about them, that we're going to need some help from them if we're going to win this game, because they're that good and they're that experienced. And how well they shoot it, how well they block shots, you know, how well they rebound that defensively, how they make, you know, make it difficult for you to get the ball from one place to another. They're just a great team all the way around. There's no denying it.
We will get you out of here on this, and it's a personal question. You're 68 years old. To me, that's a kid, but you may not feel like a kid. Mike Krzyzewski's 75. This is it for him. Have you ever thought about, do you think about retiring?
Every day in the middle of practice. I go to myself, I'm 68. Do you know what guys my age are doing? They're in Florida right now playing golf, or they're on TV asking somebody why they didn't foul, damn it. And why am I trying to do this? Every day of practice, guys, I ask myself. But you know what? I keep answering, like, you know what? I'm not ready yet to stop the suffering that coaches put themselves through. I still got some more left.
We're glad you're not ready.
Thank you so much,
glad
Gino.
You're not ready.
Thank
to
you.
Go
Good
anywhere.
Luck.
Thanks, Gino. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Always great to see you.
Let's take one last break. Still to come, did Colts owner Jim Irsay disrespect the Jaguars?
And the Heat face the Celtics. Suns face the Dubs. Who needs to win the most out of that quartet, Tony? Gino can't retire? He's even too youthful in spirit. I don't care about 68. He can't go anywhere yet.
How great is it that he's angry that I am?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Happy time, people. Happy 33rd birthday, Chris Sale. The Red Sox often injured left-hander had Tommy John surgery in 2020, came back last August to throw an immaculate inning, his third, and go 5-1 in the regular season. In the playoffs, though, Sale was roughed up a bit. Sale will miss the beginning of this season because of a stress fracture in his rib cage. He's listed as 6'6" and 180. He looks thinner. His career record is 114-74. He's a seven-time All-Star. Sale has 2,059 strikeouts in 1,672 innings. He reached 2,000 strikeouts in fewer innings than anyone ever. And he has the highest strikeout-to-walk ratio in baseball history, 5.33. When he's on, he's vicious.
He is, Tone, but you can see how the injuries would come based on that body generating that kind of speed and that kind of motion on the ball. The torque. I mean, everything would seem to be available to be injured, right? From his ankles to his hips to his back to his elbow, shoulder, all of it. And when he's out there, man, he's amazing to watch.
Happy anniversary, Keith Smart. As we gave you game-winning shots from Christian Laettner and Michael Jordan, we give you one from Keith Smart. On this day, 35 years ago, the transfer guard from a community college in Kansas hit a jumper from the left side with 4 seconds left to give Indiana a 74-73 victory over Syracuse in the NCAA championship game in New Orleans. That was Bob Knight's third and last NCAA title. Jim Boeheim would have to wait for 2003 and Carmelo Anthony to get his first. Smart is now an assistant at Arkansas, just missed getting back to New Orleans when Duke beat the Hogs in the Elite Eight.
Tone, Bob Knight had a lot of great teams. That team won, but that team wasn't his greatest team. It wasn't like the team that went undefeated, Quinn Buckner and others. And I thought he had, you know, even the 81 team, which won a championship, I thought was a greater team. But they really played well together, exemplified in that game.
Happy trails to Egypt going to the World Cup. Egypt's great striker, Mohamed Salah, was attempting a penalty kick yesterday that could have sent Egypt to the World Cup ahead of Senegal. But as Salah got ready for the kick, his face and body were the target for green laser beams from the Senegal fans. They were meant to distract Salah, and maybe that's why he missed the shot. Senegal made their penalty kick, and they're going to the World Cup. Doesn't seem very sporting, does it? In other World Cup news, Cristiano Ronaldo and Portugal are in, ousting North Macedonia, which previously ousted Italy. And the United States plays at Costa Rica tonight. If they lose by 5 goals or fewer, they go to the World Cup. Costa Rica beats the U.S. all the time, but they have never put more than 4 goals on them.
There's so much garbage and unsportsmanlike junk in international football games of magnitude. Somebody needs to clean this up. You can't have that with a guy taking a kick with the game and the cup and the presence on the line qualified. Come on.
Quick to the big finish, Mike. Celtics center Robert Williams had left knee surgery this morning. Could be back in as soon as 4 weeks. Your thoughts?
I think he can be back for the second round. The Celtics need him. If they make it that far, nothing's to be presumed in the East. Nothing, as well as the seeds have played. Colts owner Jim Irsay said of losing to the Jaguars in the final week, no disrespect to Jacksonville, but they're the worst team in the league. Sensing disrespect, Tony?
Sensing it? It's like a car going through your living room. Yeah. Paul George scored 34 in his return to the Clippers last night. Is that a big deal?
Yeah, gives the Clippers one of their two big guns left as they try to get in, maybe as the eighth seed, and they're going to have to go through the play-in, but Paul George helps them. He does. Minnesota Wild fans threw flowers to Marc-Andre Fleury as he won his second straight start for that team. Significant.
Don't know if it's significant, but it's sweet. His nickname is the Flower. It's very nice. Last one, Heated Celtics, Suns, and Warriors tonight. Who needs to win the most?
The Warriors, Tony. They've lost 5 of 6, even with Draymond Green on the floor since he's come back. Golden State needs to start winning.
We're out of time. We'll try and do better the next time. The Lost Ballparks Podcast. Shout out.
I'm Mike Wilbon. Same time tomorrow, knuckleheads.